A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The word of the Lord came to the prophet Isaiah, saying, "Pause and wonder, blind yourselves and be blind. They are drunk, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with intoxicating drink. For the Lord has poured out on you the spirit of deep sleep, and has closed your eyes, namely, the prophets, and he has covered your heads, namely, the seers. The whole vision has become to you like the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one who is literate, saying, 'Read this, please.' And he says, 'I cannot, for it is sealed.' Then the book is delivered to one who is illiterate, saying, 'Read this, please.' And he says, 'I am not literate.' Therefore the Lord said, 'Inasmuch as these people draw near with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the commandment of men, therefore, behold, I will again do a marvelous work among this people, a marvelous work and a wonder. For the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hidden.'" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia. Alleluia. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. Alleluia.
A reading from the Epistle of Blessed James the Apostle. Beloved, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. Alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
The continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory be to thee, O
Lord. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples, saying, "Now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I bring you greetings this day on behalf of your brothers and sisters from 162 other congregations in 20 states in the United States and in the Ontario province of Canada. But especially this day, I bring you greetings from my people at Peace Lutheran Church, where I still serve as part-time senior pastor. What that means is when I'm home. The truth of the matter is I have the pleasure of being in God's churches throughout our district on a regular basis, as I am with you this day. I would like to share with you a very brief story about a young boy. A young boy who, while growing up, decided that one day he wanted to show mom and dad how grown up he really was. At the time, about 10, he decided to help mom and dad, for there in the driveway sat their brand new van, covered in ice from an ice storm. And in his brilliance and in his wisdom, he decided, I'm going to go out and I'm going to use the ice scraper for the window to get the ice off the van. Well, as many of you know, an ice scraper for a window doesn't work too well on the paint of the car. That young boy stands before you today. In the wisdom of a young boy trying to be a man, I scratched my parents' new van because I thought I knew what I was doing. So also today, we see in the gospel lesson, Jesus reminds his people that he must go so that all things will be fulfilled and the great helper will come. You see, the truth of the matter is this. Even the disciples, after Jesus' resurrection, saw themselves as knowing many things, much like on Transfiguration, where Peter wanted to build tents and keep Jesus there with them. The disciples started to get this idea that they had all knowledge. Jesus had to leave them in order to send the Holy Spirit. Jesus tells the disciples that he must go away so that the great helper would be able to come. And that helper, my dear brothers and sisters, for us, is the Holy Spirit. You see, it is true that for us, we, even the children of God, can get this impression that because we know Christ, we know everything. But in fact, we also know that in holy baptism, it is the Spirit that convinces us. In fact, I'll take that a step further. It is the Spirit's role and job to create, sustain, and empower God's children with faith through holy baptism and the Word of God, utilizing the Word of God to create truth in the hearts of his people. Jesus must go away in order for the great helper to come, in order for the great helper to impart, create, and sustain the faith in God's people. The work of salvation has been completed. Jesus, the Son of God, has gone to the cross. He has bled, he has died, he has risen from the dead, and now we have forgiveness. Jesus needed to go, to be seated at the right hand of his Father, to there take his place, and then to send us the great helper. Now, I needed, by the way, a great helper that morn when I scraped the ice off of my father's new van. By the way, just down the street here in my beloved Michigan. And the truth of the matter is, even the most intellectual and knowledgeable Christian person needs the help of the great helper, the Holy Spirit. We all endure times of doubt. We all endure times of question. We all endure times of sadness. And Satan uses those opportunities to test our faith. To test our faith in the Son of God, in the Creator. And it is by the great helper through holy baptism where we are strengthened in our faith and enabled to carry on with a great knowledge of Christ. We even see this in the text for this morning. We hear these words, verse 14 of our text. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. And then also in verse 13, he will guide you into all truth. You see, the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. The truth that points to Christ. The truth that points to the great Savior of the world. The truth that comes from above. We, God's people, are blessed with the opportunity to be given this faith, empowered with the Holy Spirit to believe this faith. Just like that young boy, when in good intention did great harm, the Holy Spirit is the one who takes in our own hearts and fashions in our own hearts the ability to take our wretchedness, our sinfulness, our distrust, our conflict, our anger, and turn it into the mercies that come from above through Jesus Christ and allow us to receive that forgiveness that is won for us in death and resurrection. Even the greatest and mightiest of your misdeeds are tied there in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The helper coming is a great gift from above. As we hear in our epistle lesson for today, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow or change. Which, by the way, my friends, is good news for you and for me, that the Father does not change. He consistently is there through the Helper to remind us of our forgiveness, to remind us that it is through the death and resurrection of Christ that we are forgiven. That we are given the robe of Christ's righteousness. It doesn't stop there, though. Christ asks us in many places to take this good word from the Helper, to take this faith created in holy baptism, and to share the message of Christ. To share the message of Jesus. To be the mouthpiece of the Savior, articulating the Word of God, articulating the truths of Scripture. And it is true that that Helper is the one who comes to us and allows us and reminds us, as the epistle lesson says, slow to anger, slow to speak, and quick to hear. Quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. The Spirit will guide you in all the truths of the Word of God, which proclaim Jesus Christ as the Son of God, proclaim him as the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus must go so that the Helper may come, empower us, give us, strengthen us, and be with us to the very end of the age. That is the great joy. That is our great gift, which comes down from the Father of the heavenly lights. Let that be your joy, your great gift, and that which you believe, now and forevermore. In the name of our Lord Christ, amen. May God the Father, who gives you the great gift of his Son, may God the Son, who gives you the great gift of his life and death, and may God the Holy Spirit continue to bless, guide, lead, and strengthen you now and forevermore. Amen.